Monday, July 29th. I have a big phone call tomorrow with someone I haven't spoken to in a long time. It could be a big deal. I'll leave it at that without going into too much detail. So in preparation for it, I mean, I felt pretty good about it regardless, but in preparation, I decided to go do a float this morning. If you haven't heard me talk about it in the past or don't know what I mean by a float, it's a sensory deprivation tank where you lie there on, 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt, so you're floating, and it's just pitch black. So you lose all senses, so your subconscious takes over. So my thinking was, maybe I can, call upon my subconscious around this topic, and maybe I'll leave there with some new, fresh ideas that I hadn't thought about consciously. It was a kind of a take from Josh Waitzkin. If you don't know who he is, he doesn't pop up that much, but he's a friend of Tim Ferriss's. He was the the Bobby Fischer movie was about him. He's a chess prodigy. He's a world champion in push hands, Tai Chi. And now he's like dominating some surfing thing. Like, wrote a book called The Art of Learning. Just one of the most brilliant people you'll ever come across. He's insane. He's like a machine. Anyway, one of his tactics or habits or things he calls upon is his subconscious. When he wants to think about something, or he's working on something, the last thing he'll do prior to bedtime, and it could be, 6 o'clock, and doesn't go to bed till 9 or 10. He just doesn't do anything active, doesn't really take in inputs, doesn't have his phone or whatever it is. He just thinks about a question, a problem, a topic on his mind, and then goes to sleep with the idea that since it's the last thing on his conscious mind, his subconscious will then take over while he sleeps and, work on the problem while he's sleeping. So that was my kind of thinking of taking this hour in this float tank. What came out of it? I'm not sure. I have it on my agenda in about an hour to sit down and really bang out the final details and round it into shape before tomorrow. I was certainly thinking about this topic a bunch. I don't know where my conscious mind left and my subconscious mind took over. That's the whole point. It's like, you don't know what's going on. You have no sense of time. You have no sense of what's going on. Are you sleeping? Are you awake? It was a great experience. I love the way it feels, love the way I feel afterwards. But I don't know. Just wondering if you guys have any habits or routines or ways to, get prepared or try to get in this zone or flow state or whatever you want to call it that you turn to. This was the first time that I went into a float tank for this for a specific reason. Cool. Hope you guys had a great weekend.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.